Oddire's wife, she was a dainty curious doe, but with her friend she a gadding would go. Alas, he could not keep his handsome wife at home, for with her gallant abroad she would roam. And when she came to her husband each night, then like tigers together they'd fight, and at each blow she would often reply, "Thou art a cuckold, and so thou shalt die." You know full well I take the greatest care of all, or else your substance would soon be but small. For why should I depend upon your trade alone? Is not two callings far better than one? Therefore I'd have thee be contented still, for I protest I will have my own will. 'Tis but a folly the same to deny. Thou art a cuckold, and so thou shalt die. Housewife, said he, and have you now the wanton played, for that your husband is a cuckold maid? What flesh and blood is able for to bear with this? You shall, quoth she, though you take it amiss. For I declare it is nothing but true, which I have oftentimes hinted to you. Nay, I do hate to be found in a lie. Thou art a cuckold, and so thou shalt die. A shoemaker, I own, is my chiefest friend. There does the most of my hope still depend. Against we meet, he is a man that does provide not only money, but something beside. Therefore you have no great cause to complain, because to you I still bring home the gain. As for your anger, I still do defy, being a cuckold, and so thou shalt die. The dyer then, alas, was in a cruel rage, that nothing scarce could his anger assuage. Do not I bring you my wages every week? What needs have you any gallants to seek? At this his wife she was straight in a huff, saying, "Your wages is not half enough. Therefore be patient," said she, "do not cry, for thou art a cuckold, and so thou shalt die." It is well known our clothes were all at pawn of late, and we reduced to a very mean state. But now you see we make a very handsome shift. Thus I was forced to help at a dead lift. I brought home coin by my industry, the which I gave you all pawns to set free. The truth of this sure you cannot deny, as you are a cuckold, and so you shall die. Pray now, did you e'er flourish so in all your life as now you do by the help of your wife? Therefore my crime you may very well here excuse. Tell me, I pray, do you ever want shoes? yet know you not the price of those you wear. I get them by my industrious care. The truth of this sure you cannot deny, as you are a cuckold, and so you shall die. A countryman of mine you sent me with one day, who in apparel was gallant and gay. To me he gave a golden guinea and no less, but yet for what I will leave you to guess. But for your comfort take this by the way, you shall dig gravel the next him fair day. Basket and pickaxe I reckon to buy, for you are a cuckold and so you shall die.